Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is T. How can I assist you?
Yeah, what does your company sell, may I ask?
We are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
Okay. So you sell, you're kind of like a warehouse thing? Hello?
So I guess you can put it like that, ma'am.
All right. How can I check on an account and see what I purchased from you?
Yes, ma'am. If you would, could you tell me your zip code, please?
80742.
That was 80742. What would that first and last name be?
Doris Williams.
All right, Ms. Williams, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My what?
Your shipping address for security purposes.
Okay, 57875 County Road 86, New Raymer, Colorado.
All right, hold one moment as I access the account. Yes, ma'am. Just hold one moment. I'm almost done.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right, ma'am. So it seems like we have you down for is a IQ 200 pulse oximeter. Is that correct?
A what?
IQ 200 pulse oximeter.
What is that?
It's like a pulse reader.
Like a what?
A pulse reader.
What is that?
You would attach it to your wrist. And it would then basically read your pulse and show a display on the screen of your pulse and heartbeat.
Good God, man. I didn't order that. I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why
it shows that we have a purchase on the 31st of May for the shipping and handling charge of $574.
May 31st?
Yes, ma'am.
That's weird. That's why I'm calling, because I have no idea what is this charge and who could be charging things to my account.
Yes, ma'am. Are you saying that you didn't authorize this charge?
Pardon?
Are you saying that you didn't authorize this charge, ma'am?
No, I did not. That's
is
not
there anyone
calling.
In your household who could have ordered this product without
I
your knowledge?
I have no idea where this is coming from. And it's like a month ago, there was a 574 charge from you and one for 297. And I thought, what was that? And it's like, what's going on here? No, I didn't even know what you're talking about. And why would I want something like that? What would it do for me? That's crazy.
Yes, ma'am, there's no problem. What I will do for you.
Well, this is it's a little scary, really, you know. because I'm getting these charges on this particular account. And it's like, and I've got several other accounts, charges on this account that I have not made. And it's like, on this credit card. And I'm getting a little frightened because I asked them to check it. And they said, well, destroy your card and we'll send you a new one. So I haven't been charging anything and I don't have a new card either. And it's scary. Okay, do you show any past, can you show any past charges on that account? Besides that $56.95, this would have been in the month of...
We have a charge for the 31st of May, a charge for the 6th of June, and a charge for the 8th of July.
6th of June? What was that one?
6732.
What? For what?
For the product, ma'am. So I do understand that you said you didn't make this charge, right?
No, I didn't make the $56.95 on whatever that thing you said it was. And what are these other charges that I'm being charged for that I don't know?
Yes,
really?
Ma'am. So what I will do for you, ma'am, is I will cancel that account and transfer you to our fire department so you can get to the bottom of this, all right?
Okay, all righty.
All right. So I already have notated your account here and canceled it. And what I'm about to do is transfer you to our fire department, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, I do thank you for contacting customer support, and I do hope
and
that we get to the bottom.
So when you do this, okay, what happens to the $56.95 that's already on, I'm already charged up with?
Yes, ma'am. So what the fraud department will do is they will try to get to the bottom and see who used your card without...
You will transfer me to someone else, is that it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to transfer you to our fraud department.
What the fraud department will do
is they will try to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want to alarm you that we take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
Thank you.
There's no problem. So what I'm about to do, ma'am, is transfer you to our fire department. Just hold for one moment, all right?
Okay, thank you. What the heck is going on?